Hey! Silly of me to think that you could ever really want me to. How I love you. You're just a lover at the score. I know that I should be looking for more. What could it be in you I see? What could it be? Oh,
What's Gucci? You already welcome to my world of green. I appreciate you here with me. You could be anywhere else in this world, but you are here with the kids. So thank you so much for being here with your girl. I appreciate you so much tonight. Shout out to everybody on the check-in. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 515-605-9329. To join into the conversation. Tonight, I'm going to be speaking on human traffickers. And we got they ass. We got they stinking ass. It's actually a few stories that I wanted to touch base on. It's more common than you might believe. It's scary. It really is. And so I wanted to touch base on some of the trafficking. There's one case with 13 arrested, and it's still 2 wanted. So, I mean, it's crazy. Shout out to everybody who tuned in last night. We had a great show last night. If you missed it, Real Talk with Dr. Divine, if you missed it, we actually we're doing a show on open relationships, and the goal was to give you guys 50 ways on how to survive open relationships, but we got to give, that was part one. So we definitely going to do part two next Monday. We're doing part two, so make sure that you're tuning in for that. And then the conversation went somewhere else. I like to have the right names because I don't like nobody fucking my name up. So I'm going to get the artist name, but there's an artist who was speaking on different things and what he likes to do to women, and it went into something else. So the question was, what was your thoughts on two men and a woman? And so it got a little crazy, and we're definitely going to do a part two of that next Monday. So look forward to that. I will post that out, so make sure if you're following me, you can recheck the postings. Sunday, if you missed out, you missed out on Psalm 5 and 6, and next week we're going to be doing 6 and 7. So make sure that you tuned in for that if you missed it. And also, we are in Season 5, guys. Shout out to everybody who is in this building with me. Season 5, we are in. So I do 10 shows a season. So Season 5, we are in Season 5. This is the second show of Season 5. So shout out to everybody tuned in for that. And on the 5th, so let me just tell you about my magazine. It started this way because, you know, when I first started the magazine, you know, it's an independent magazine, and I was, you know, digging getting people into the magazine. But, you know, there is an essential donation that we require for you to get in the magazine, because I do everything everything myself. Everything. Know that. Every fucking thing. I do everything myself. Financially, I don't have any financial backing. So everything you see, all of that is hubby and I doing that. And so what happened was people were getting in the magazine, but they was like, you know, my paper's short. Like, I can't get the donation into it. Like, I don't get paid to the 15th. I don't get paid to the 3rd. I get paid to the 15th. And so it had started like that when I had the magazine before, and it seems like nothing has changed. So we're going to, you know, continue to do ghetto magazine drop size. We're supposed to do it on the 1st. But so you will have the video clips. And I brought that back. For those who didn't know, with my magazine, I used to do these video clips, and it allows you to see what's in the magazine this month, who's the artist of the month, and, you know, just kind of a little intriguing to get you ready for what's going on. And it also, you know, gets you kind of a sneak peek if you haven't gotten your copy of the magazine, or you want to know, you know, well, hey, what's in the magazine this month, you know, before you donate it, and before you donate to the magazine. And the proceeds go to the independent artists that are a part of the show. So the proceeds go back into, you know, helping getting everything popped off, so I can make sure that I'm here for you every day. I can make sure that the promotion is looking phenomenal. I have movies coming up. In which case, well, I wrote 68 books, and so I'm making a movie out of all of them, and I'm working on a movie. So I've just gotten into a list, a whole bunch of listings. I'm sorry, a whole bunch of groups. So shout out to everybody who allowed. Well, I really got approved for a lot of groups, so thank you. And so you'll see more postings in regards to movies if you're wondering about what's going on with that. So if you're everything independent, so if you're an amateur actor, please, I need you. If you are, you know, amateur, anything that you're looking to get seen and heard, I got you. So hit me up. So like I said, all right, so it's going to be from March 15th to April 15th will be the magazine. That's how we just gonna do that. So you got it. Don't you gotta worry about it being out on the 1st. Come out on the 15th. So you'll be good. Y'all have more than enough time. Please donation. You hear it? And with that being said, let me go into this first one real quick, because this is crazy to me. Crazy. So, it seems Polk County Sheriff Grady Judge says there were 150 suspects arrested for soliciting prostitution and traveling to undercover location to negotiate to have sex in exchange for money. Now, 12 of the suspects were arrested, and of those, 8 were either proceeds from prostitution or taking prostitutes to undercover locations. Now, those of you from Polk County know better, Judd says. We talk about this, he says, and we don't hide it. So it's a known thing there. So if you don't know about it, you obviously live under a rock. You had to learn the hard way. But as for the rest of you who do know, pay attention, he says. This is not the last operation. There's going to be more. And they're going to give the opportunity to arrest you if you're stupid enough to show up. So detectives charged a total of 70 felonies, 288 misdemeanors during the investigation. The suspects' criminal histories included combined total of 879 felonies, 1,150 misdemeanors. So detectives and social service organizations screened those accused of the traveling to provide prostitution services to see if they were being trafficked or exploited by others. They were also offered social services by organizations that took part in the operation. Judge says that 66 of the suspected prostitutes were arrested. 18 are possible human trafficking victims. So in 1 year, he says, he identified 58 potential victims of human trafficking. That's just in 1 year. He says that's the most that they've ever identified so far, so that's not the most there is. That's just what they've identified. He went on to state that the reason so many victims are unable to be rescued is because the sheriff's office, including the counselor in operations from the beginning, one man said he was a volleyball coach from New York who tutored middle school students. And according to judge, the suspect said he wanted to pay $150 to have sex with a woman. He also was arrested last month in Hillsborough County for the same thing. Another suspect told detectives that he was a certified triathlon coach and an athlete. The dude showed up with meth, judge said. Does that help you perform better when you do triathlon events? Judge asked him. So then we had a math science teacher at the beginning of a high school, and he was among the arrested. So he got arrested before he went to school, and he came to have sex. He called it a quick visit for $60. Now, he was able to teach math, and he could figure that out, but he didn't know how to add up the time to miss the cops coming to his ass. Another one, an IT specialist from Tampa General Hospital and a registered nurse at a Bay Area nursing home was also among those arrested. An Air Force staff sergeant, Airman police officer, and a 19-year-old scheduled to begin his Air Force training in May, also among the arrested. A man who used to be in a detention deputy for the Polk County Sheriff's Office also. It says he was fired after he was arrested in Orange County. Judge added that he was also arrested in Polk County last month. Like, what are you doing, Judd asked him. Like, what are you doing? I'm asking the same question. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? He went from being a stellar employee to committing moral crimes in 2 months or less. He told Judd he has a problem. It's been a big problem. He doesn't know how to stop himself. Let me go on. Among the, it's disgusting. Also among the arrested, two brothers from Wesley Chapel, ages 16 and 17, who showed up to the location armed with a BB gun, wearing hoodies, ski masks, and creeping around the undercover location as if they were about to commit an armed robbery for the undercover detectives who was posing as prostitutes. Their mind was blown. Like, you're 16 or 17. What are you doing, masked men, coming for prostitutes? During these types of undercover investigations, he says he can truly say he's seen it all, yet he's still surprised at some of the violent acts that he's encountered. There's two teenagers who were incredibly lucky because they didn't brandish the firearm while stalking. They thought it was a prostitute at the location filled at a law enforcement, So it says that it ended up really badly for them, and they should also illustrate how dangerous it is to agree to have sex with someone in exchange for money. 13 other suspects brought firearms to the location. Just let me keep going. Judd added that 21 of the 228 arrested are in the country illegally. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. We be right back. Like, I got to process that. We be right back.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town. Just for me. Oh yeah. She says loving early in the morning. Just for me. Oh yeah. She says loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, oh yeah. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She take my money when I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town that digs on me. She kill me, mom.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke.
Kill me, mom.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock. I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her? My psychic told me she have a sex arena. Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they bad to show biz. Okay, get your kids. But then they got their friends. I put up in the bins. They all got a bin. We all went to den. And then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. She got one of y'all. your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, girl, gon' head. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy food. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that action. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, better than you. My chick bad, better than you. My chick bad, better than you. My chick bad.
I'm saying my chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop, her body won't quit. So pull pipe down, you ain't talking about my chick bad. Tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans, body looking like milk. No time for game, she's full grown. My chick bad, tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, better than dirt. My chick bad, better than dirt. My chick bad, better than dirt. My chick bad.
Now your girl might be sick, but my girl's sicker. She rides that and she handles her liquor. I'll knock a bitch out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. Yeah, she could get a little hasty. Chicks better cover up their chest like pasties. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade. Macy. I fill her up. Balloon. Test her and guns get drawn like cartoons. But I ain't talking about Homer. Chick so bad the whole crew wanna.
My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, better than dirt. My chick bad, better than dirt. My chick bad, better than dirt. My chick bad.
Now will these wanna try and be my bestie, but I take a left and leave them hanging like a terry. Trash towel, so I'm down, I put them in a hefty. Running down the court, I'm dunking on them, Lisa Leslie. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th, guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy? Chef cooking for me. They say my shoe came crazy. The mental asylum looking for me. You a rookie to me. I'm in that wham bam purple lamb bam. Been a fan.
Don't get scared now.
My chick do stuff disturbing that your chick wish she could. My chick bad.
What?
My chick hood.
What?
My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. Better than dirt. My chick bad. Better than dirt. My chick bad. Better than dirt. My chick bad.
GCP.
leave y'all alone.
I might just tip off.
Down the phone.
I like a certified. I kind of like that.
Locked up, they won't let me out. And I had a long day in court, shit stressed me out. Won't give me a bail, they can't get me out. Now I'm headed to the county, gotta do a bid here. I'm used to living luxurious, I don't wanna live here. The walls is gray, the clothes is orange. The phones is broke, the food is garbage. A lot of niggas is living with these circumstances. SP's the same, I still murk your manses. Drug money to rap money, work advances. Niggas ran and told I should've murked the Kansas. Got popped for a murder attempt. Knocked me on D block when I was burning the hemp. Had a brick in the stash, hope they don't take it to a further extent. Locked up and they won't let me out. When I hit my cell block, niggas know to threat me out.
I'm steady trying to find a motive. Why do what I do? The freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration. Cops patrolling. And now they done stop me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
Town to Rio, back with a couple peeps. The corner block's on fire, from the covers dressed as beans. Making so much money, products moving fast. Put away the cash, as I sold the last bag. Fucked around and got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
My nigga, I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
Now that I'm locked up, I rep two sets, so I'ma ride or die and stay deep blocked up. Two toothbrushes up, whoever wanted would pee. When I walk by, nigga get up, cause I'm locked up, they can't get me out. I smoke a stick of haze when they stress me out. Go and hit the bar when the wreck be out. Can't wait for the day when they let me out.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out.
Where's my lawyer?
They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
won't have time for you when you worry. If you need me near, just call and I'll be there in a hurry. All you have to do is snap your fingers and I'll be.
We are back in the building. You already know what it is. Behind the wall. Tonight we're talking about human trafficking. Let me go to Mr. Raw. I know he got a lot to say before I go back into my spill. Mr. Rizzo, you?
You? You already know who it is when you hear that sound. Mr. R-A-A-W. This is another topic that is going to be, you know, a big because
I can't really hear you.
I'm sorry about that. I said it touches a nerve because I have daughters, you know, and at any given time, you'd have been talking to me behind the wall if somebody would have tried to touch one of my daughters. I'd have put somebody behind the wall.
Did you hear all that stuff I said?
Yeah, yeah, and it's unbelievable, but it's true. But you know, I wanted you to define, you know, sex offenders for the people that wasn't understanding what was going on. I understood, but I said, you know, maybe you should break it down and let them know exactly what was going on for the people that was being trafficked from one state to another for sexual favors in order of a profit. It was a traveling prostitution. You know, back in the days when I was in New York, I remember they used to have whorehouses around in
yep.
little spots,
yep.
little different spots, right? So what it was, I was curious. I was a young man. I was curious. I used to hear about it, hear my boys talk about it. But I was always paranoid, too, because I wasn't going up in there and sliding up in those strange women that every other nigga is sliding up in. So I went to go inside to see what the atmosphere was like. And it was just like it was on the television. It had a nice living room setting where the couches. And I go up in there. You got mad niggas in there sitting there. And there's a big madam who's controlling everything, and she gives you a playing card to represent that you paid already. So you give her the money, she gives you the playing card, and you sit there. And you see all kind of hungry niggas, thirsty niggas, bum-ass niggas, niggas that got bread, whatever, just sitting around waiting for when the next line of chicks is going to come out. And when they all come out, you get to pick the one you want. So I was like, yo, this is crazy. So I said, you know, I sat there waiting with my boy because he was the one going up in there. But, you know, I just wanted to see. Like I said, I was mad curious. I was keeping it 100. I wanted to see for real. I said, man, this is not.
No, that only happened on TV.
But then the girls all came out. And when I said some of them was butter, and I was like, oh, my God, this is something that you see on the television. And like, you couldn't believe it. But then it all dawned on me later, you know, when he went in the back, I got up out of there. I fronted like, nah, let me go. I got to go to the bank. I got to go make some, you know, I got up out of there because I was shook. Because I thought about it. You going up in there and the chick is going to come out. She's going to take you in the back room. And I asked him what happens when you go in the back room. And he tell me she come out with the warm rag and wipe the nigga down and, you know what I'm saying, put the condom on and do whatever. And then, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and you out. And then she go squash, wash, and come back out in round two. So I'm like, yo, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that this is what this chick do for 8 hours? And you know what I mean, niggas that you could run through in 8 hours? And then in my mind, I was like, how many niggas condom break and who tells when the condom breaks? Ain't nobody going to tell because that's going to stop their money. So they might just go ahead and deal with it as whatever happens because no nigga's going to be like, you got me pregnant, and how they going to remember who they got pregnant from? So I was like, this is crazy. I'm like, nah, I ain't going to never do that. No way in hell. But it was so enticing because of the fact that you got to meet the girl. You barely had to hear her name. You ain't had to whine and dine her. She bad as hell. You get to hit that night and ain't got to worry about going through no backlash, no stalkerness, no creeps afterwards or nobody coming to your crib saying you hit my daughter, this and that. So it was all about that money, and it was so intense because the girls didn't even speak no English. So they were getting fine-ass girls from overseas that was Spanish that came through, and all they knew was basic words, doggy, doggy, you want head, this and that. I was like, yo, okay. Crazy.
So I got to say something to you. When I say this, I don't know if you're going to want to know the story. I was in one.
What?
Would you like to know the story?
Yes, please.
I'm going to tell you where it was. George Washington Bridge, for those who know George Washington Bridge over there, Broadway. I was working for Verizon. I was a technician. Me and my boy, we go in this building. We get in the building. As soon as we get in the building, he says to me, go back to the truck. I'm like, what? He's like, go back to the truck. I'm like, all right. So we get in the truck. We go back to the garage. Now, mind you, I'm like 19 when I work in there. It's about 150 guys. They raised me, my big brothers. About 150 of them. It's probably maybe 3-4 girls there. So either you was a little sister or you was getting slutted. So I was a little sister. So he takes me back to the garage. I'm sitting in the truck. He runs in there, and he gets like these three other, my other boys, and he's to them, and they like all excited, and I'm not understanding what's going on. So he gets back in the truck. He goes, oh, I got to go to the bank. He was like, and then I'm going to drop you off, and you can go home early or do whatever the fuck you want to do. I said, what is happening, yo? What the fuck is happening? He was like, it's a whorehouse. I said, a whorehouse? What the fuck is a whorehouse? He was like, you never been in the whorehouse? So mind you, again, I'm 19. They like, nah, don't let her go in there. She just a baby. She don't know. I said, nah. I want to see what's in there. They said, all right, well, technically I could go in there because, believe it or not, inside the whorehouse, one of the phones in the whorehouse stopped working. So we were supposed to be in there. So he said, well, you want to see it, so just go ahead, go in there, take the paperwork, and say that, you know, who you are. So I get there. When I get in there, this older lady, says to me, no, mommy, we book. She said, excuse me? She said, we book, no more, we got enough girls, no more. Bitch, that's what I showed. You mean I showed, and you ain't got enough for me anyway, but I showed her my belt. Like, I said, telefono, mommy, and they were all Spanish, like you said. I said, telefono, mommy, what you mean? What? She said, oh, you? Like, I got a lot of that as a technician. Like, you, lady, you fixed the phone? Yeah, I fixed the phone, bitch. Fuck you mean? She's like, okay, come. So when I get in there, first of all, I get in there, it's just a little space, and then it's like about 7 steps. You walk up the steps, and then there's these old, dirty sheets hanging down like curtains. So I'm looking now, mind you, working for that in there, I've done seen rats, roaches, the nastiest shit, so I'm not surprised. But I'm wondering, but where the fuck you live that you got sheets hanging from your living room wall? So she said, mommy, it's all the way, the room in the back, all the way in the back. She said, wait, before you go.
I said, okay.
She said, here. And she gives me, like, these wipes. She said, and she where she gets the wipes from, she digs underneath the table. And underneath the table, I say, it got to be at least maybe 20, 30 bottles of alcohol. So she goes under the table. She says, look, mommy, clean bottle. Good, this clean. And she goes, look, tissue, see, clean. And in my head, I'm like, why the fuck you telling me everything clean? Bitch, I can see it's alcohol in you. Why are you giving me alcohol? So she's like, here, wipe my hands. And then she gives me gloves. I'm still not ethnic. She said, mommy, you're basura, or socio, you know, touch nothing here. Don't touch nothing, mommy, nothing. And she goes, how old are you, mommy? I said, I'm 19. She's like, oh, my God. You baby, oh, my God. So I go all the way in the back. When I go to the back, now, it looks like, in every fucking room, it's like a little, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like little tiny rooms, and every room is covered with a sheet of a dirty sheet. But behind each little, I don't even think it was rooms. I think it just was space. But behind each space was a bed. So as I'm going to the back, these bitches start coming out of everywhere. And they standing there, hi, mommy, oh, you want me, mommy? I, whoa, bitch, don't touch me. So she's like, oh, no, telephone, no, but I'm going to like, and they laughing and shit, and one comes out with like some lingerie. She's like, oh, mommy, I thought you want this. No, whoa. So while I'm back there, I'm trying my nosy ass. I'm trying to hear because I got to get on this nasty floor and go underneath the behind the fucking bed, and because that's where the main line is, and, oh, God. This phone working. So while I'm down there on my knees, she says, mommy, you okay? I say, yeah, I'm okay. She says, okay. So then I hear maybe like 4 or 5 guys coming. I'm like, what the fuck? It's my niggas. It's my boys. Like, I know they voice. I work with you every day. It's my voice. And I hear my one boy say, yeah, it's like 4 of us. So, can I give you like $100? She like, no, $100 for no 4, no. What? So I sat up because I don't know where the fuck they thought I was. I sat up. I was like, $100 for what? I was like, $100 for what? I was like, get out. So they get me out. Now I'm outside in front of the place. And I'm getting for the first time to see, like, it's man after man after man. They lined up on the side. They going in and out. My boys, they up there sweating and shit. And back in the days, I ain't going to say y'all name. Don't worry. But back in the days, they used to do that little nose candy. So they all sweating and shit. They going back and forth in the bathroom and all. I said, you know what? I'm going home. So my boy, he gives me $50. He's like, here, take mine. I live in the Bronx. We in over there in Broadway, Spanish Harlem. Not Spanish Harlem. You know what I'm talking about over there by George Washington Bridge. I don't know if you know. But we go over there. I mean, he gives me money to take a cab. So I'm standing there waiting. Like, I'm disgusted. So I take my belt off, put it in the truck, and I'm standing there waiting for my cab to come. And they just, oh, my God, yo, oh, my God. They just, that was the, I didn't even know how to accept that. I couldn't believe it was every size, every color woman, all dressed different. A lot of these bitches look like beauty queens. Like, mommy, what are you doing? You don't got to do that. In my head, I didn't really know then. But if I had known then what I know now, I would have fucked her whole business up. Like, nah, mommy, come on, yo. You don't got to do this. You fucking these dirty niggas for what? How much are you getting? You so pretty. Like, you could get a sugar daddy for that. You can get a sugar daddy for that. Because them bitches be bad as shit. I don't know where the fuck they come from.
Word.
I don't know where the fuck they come. My mind was blown at, because two of the niggas that, they just nasty old men, true story. They just dirty, nasty old men. And in my head, I was like, even though they was my boy, I still was like, you would let this dirty, nasty, disgusting, defiling, grease monkey fingers, nasty, been in fucking basement with rats and roaches all day, touch your beautiful porcelain skin, you would do that? Oh, God, I was sick. I was sick, 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 sick. I went, and then the next day when I get to work, they all in there laughing. You already know my mouth. I let these niggas have it. I was like, they all laughing. I said, you piece of dirty shit. You nothing ass niggas. They like, what? What you mean, what? They said, well, that's what – then these niggas start going into detail. Well, that's what the alcohol is for. When you come in there, you use the alcohol to wipe your dick off. Oh, my God.
Mm.
Oh, my God. They say, yeah, that's what the alcohol for. If you come in and they say, here, alcohol wipe, and some niggas ain't willing to do it, and if you're not willing to wipe your dick off with the alcohol, then you don't get to go in the back. So I said, well, how much they charge you? Are you ready for this? And then I'm going to go to the phone line. I see you, baby. I'm coming. Do you know what this nigga said?
$20.
No. No. Not $20. Not $20. Only reason I knew the price is because when I was waiting for a cab, my one nigga kept coming back to his truck, like getting rolled up dollars out of the truck. And mind you, I know what's going on now, so I'm just looking at him like, you fucking disgust me. You make me spit. I'm like, you look at you. You get like, you know what I mean? You give her them dirty dollars. He was like, it's only $6. What? You heard what I said.
Oh, my goodness.
Porcelain bitches. $6? Never.
It was $20. It was $20 when it was the days that I was talking about.
Let me go to Slander Rising. Slander, you
crazy.
In the building. We got about 9 minutes left in the show. What's good?
You already know. It's Van Van, a.k.a. the motherfucking Slander Rising. What's Gucci?
You, everything's green.
Well, I'm going to say this. I mean, I get it. I get it that you need the money, but do you need it that bad? Because you can't be getting too far with the 20s, and, man, you must be fucking all night. Get paid.
No, but you gotta understand. They don't know no better.
I just want to get it out real quick. Let me just say this one thing, because you said is it worth it? I'm just want to speak to a certain criteria of women just for this real quick second. I'm talking to the ones who don't have a choice. That's trafficking. You don't get a choice. You get scooped up. You get brought in there. This is what your job is. You're going to do this. Whatever money that you make is coming back to whatever nigga brought you in there or whatever madam brought you in there. That's trafficking. Being able to make your own decision and walk. I saw bitches walk in there. Walk in there and change their clothes. Like, you got a decision, bitch. Nobody's dragging you in here. You're not forced to stay. Like, come on, yo.
Listen.
Come on.
Let's talk like I'm from the same place y'all from. They got some things all over the place. My only point is this. It's not, well, everybody has a price, and their price is too low. It's like a hoe is a hoe. Like, I don't have no sympathy for you, but I do believe in fairness. That's not fair for a truck. You know, I get it. That's just niggas taking advantage.
$6?
That's all that is. That's taking advantage.
Even back then, and that was in 2000-ish, back then, $6.
She
and
has
you heard
the
what
right
Mr. You heard what Mr.
No.
Ross said, how they run through them, yo. They run through them. Like you said, who's going to stop for a condom break? Who's going to say, wait, let's go to the doctor? Who's going to say it's itching? Who's going to say the last nigga nutted than me, I ain't get a chance to dish it out? None of that shit is happening. For $6,
nope.
I don't think so.
It was crazy.
How low must your self-esteem be for $6? Then wait a second. I know of one place I heard of when my boy, one of the boys in the same group, he was going to a different one. I said, yo, you slime. Like, they $6. This ain't going to say, well, I tipped them $20.
Because he wanted to see what that be like.
You want to see what the hot ass is?
Listen to my station. Mm-hmm. If you know who the fuck I'm talking about, I ain't going to say your black ass name. No one, I ain't going to say your name, but you a piece of shit, yo. You a piece of shit, yo. He going to say, well, you know, I know $6 ain't right, so I tip him 20. So I give him $26 balled up, yo. I said, why you can't just give a 30? He like, nah, come on, yo. I gave you a $20 tip. It ain't my fault. Your shit is $6 making your thing uneven. Yo. He said, and then they don't have no respect. I said, why? He said, mommy, why so little money? You know, what happened? So little money. She was like, you want suck dick? No. Oh, yes. Yeah, suck dick? No.
It's the doggy doggy. You want doggy doggy? You want doggy doggy?
I want my dick stuff from the back. Can you do that?
What do you call that? Back suck.
Chinese bitches with little heels. You hear me? Look, that's Chinese bitches with little kid heels. Me so funny.
Oh my God.
I want to see what that be like.
I would die. Oh my God. All right, let me just finish this last little bit. These two, once I get with these two, you already know it's a mess. This last little bit that I had. Go ahead. We got 6 minutes.
Maybe they just like black dicks. It ain't about the money.
Oh, I'm a choke. Oh, God. Your old sausage. Oh. Let me say this last one. Arrested by
original
numbers.
Original man, Dingo.
Would you let me get it? Let me get it out. Arrested by numbers. 21 of the arrested are suspected of being county. Hold on. He ain't going to let me do it. I got to mute it. Hold on a second, both of y'all, and let me finish because he ain't going to let me. I can't do it while he on there. Hold on. Let me read this last one. 21 of the arrested are suspected of being in the country illegally. Those who are illegally are from Chile, Cuba, Guatemala, Mexico, Peru, and Venezuela. 41 suspected told detectives they are married. 11 suspected told detectives they received government assistance. 44 suspected brought illegal drugs to the location. Detectives seized fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, MDMA, methamphetamine and marijuana. 15 suspects brought firearms to the undercover location. 17 firearms totally were seized. 18 suspects from other states and Puerto Rico, Alabama, California, Georgia, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, PA, Tennessee, and Wyoming. Thank you, New York, for not being on that list. The oldest person arrested, 73 years old, while the youngest is 16. This is a new record of numbers arrested in investigation of the kind. Most importantly, they identified 13 human traffic victims during the two previous similar operations in February and identified 21 victims initially. All right. I got as much as I could in. Last word.
You said one was 73 years old. What was she doing? Giving them a gummy bear? What was that? Taking the teeth out? What was that?
I can't with y'all. I'm gonna say.
I gotta say salute to my bro out there in Japan. He's checking you out right now. I put him on to it, and he in Japan where it's like two in the afternoon right now.
Thank you, Mr. Japan. I hope you call in one time. We got
Reason.
30 seconds left.
His name is Reason. Reason. His name is Reason.
Reason. Reason.
Yeah, he's an artist too.
Shout out. I like his name.
Reason. Yeah, that's one of my G's.
I'm about to go in. How did he get in Japan? Real quick, 13 seconds left.
Videographer. He went out there and explored. Never came back.
See you tomorrow. Love, peace, and hair, Grace.
Peace.
Hey.
You. I want to know what that feels like.